Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to start out by thanking everyone who came out and supported our Cass County 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper last night. We had great weather, a great turnout, and a great response to our silent auction. I want to send a quick shout out to the community for all of the support that we get year over year for the 4-H program in Cass County. So we appreciate you. As we look at our weather trends this year, obviously we are warmer than normal, and we're starting to get the question on how will that affect our plants this spring. Recent warm temperatures across Iowa have many gardeners concerned as they see buds on trees and shrubs that are beginning to break, foliage of perennials and spring bulbs emerging in February and early March. This does put some plants at a higher risk of damage if below freezing temperatures return later this month or early April. Our horticulture extension specialists from ISU share a few thoughts on how to manage these plants when they come up early. First of all, what is happening? Garden plants enter dormancy in the fall in response to day length and temperature. Plants will remain dormant until specific temperature requirements are met. A mild winter can allow plants to meet their dormancy requirements earlier than usual, which will make them more likely to break buds sooner when abnormally warm temperatures occur in February and March. Tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs typically begin emerging from the ground early in the growing season. Mild winter weather, like we've had, can encourage even earlier emergence. This is most often seen in areas that are warmer than the rest of the yard, such as the south and west sides of homes. While premature emergence of the foliage is undesirable, the danger is not as great as it may seem. The foliage can tolerate cold temperatures. If below freezing temperatures return after the foliage emerges, no extra protection is usually needed, especially if it just sticks around for a few days. Cold temperatures will delay growth, but leaves will usually not have damage. If the leaves are damaged, it's often no more than a few brown tips and leaf edges, which may not look great, but will not be a problem for plant health. A blanket of snow in late March is actually helpful in protecting leaves from extreme cold as it provides a layer of insulation. Flower buds, on the other hand, can be damaged or destroyed if they emerge early, especially if temperatures are colder than the low 20s. A layer of mulch, such as straw or pine needles, can be applied around the base of emerging plants to help protect flower buds and slow further growth by insulating the soil and regulating temperature fluctuations. Once it begins to warm up again, remove the mulch. If you have perennials in your yard that are emerging too early, again, many will see little to no damage, especially those that are early emerging usually and cold tolerant. If temperatures are predicted to drop into the mid-20s or teens, you can protect those perennials with a layer of mulch spread several inches thick. Watering if the soil is dry and unfrozen is also beneficial as it prevents that cracking and drying that can allow cold temperatures down to the root zone. Most well-established perennials, if they are damaged by freezing temperatures, should survive with no long-term damage. Plants with light damage will continue to grow and the damage will be masked or can even be trimmed out. The roots and crowns of damaged perennials will often send up a second flush of growth, but the plants may be smaller than usual this summer. Good care through the spring and summer, such as weekly watering in dry weather, should help plants recover for the long run. We also have questions about how unseasonably warm temperatures can damage fruit trees. If fruit buds begin to swell and freezing temperatures return after a warm winter period, the amount of damage will depend on the amount of growth in the fruit buds. The colder the temperature and the further developed the buds and blooms are, the more likely there will be damage or destruction of the fruit flowers. If flowers are damaged, this year's fruit crop may be smaller than usual. However, the trees themselves should not be seriously harmed. There are no practical efforts recommended for home gardeners to prevent freeze damage to fruit. While the loss of most fruit crop for the year may be disappointing, good care during the remainder of the year will help the trees recover and potentially produce a bountiful harvest in the following growing season. I want to share a few things that our Cass County Master Gardeners have coming up, starting with a tree workshop set for Saturday, March 23rd. If you have questions about tree care, diseases, or evaluating trees for damage, we invite you to join us on Saturday, March 23rd. as Iowa DNR District Forester Sarah Bell shares information on native trees and discusses current tree diseases and pest concerns we are seeing in Iowa, including the emerald ash borer. Bell will discuss how to select appropriate trees for the area and discuss native trees in southwest Iowa. She'll also share helpful tree information and resources and provide information on how to select and purchase a new tree. Following the presentation at 1 p.m., Bell will lead a walking tour of the Cass County Fairgrounds, and we will be walking and discussing tree evaluation, pruning, and planting tips. We'll be on the lookout for symptoms of decay, weakly attached branches, splits, and root problems, and discussing how all of those can affect trees in your landscape. If time and weather allow, we'll also do a demonstration of tree pruning and planting a new tree. The workshop is open to the public and sponsored by the Cass County Master Gardeners. There is a $10 fee to attend that includes all materials and light snacks for the afternoon. For more information or to register, visit our website or give us a call here at the Cass County Extension Office. We would be happy to help you get signed up for the Cass County Master Gardeners Tree Care Workshop coming up on Saturday afternoon, March 23rd. As always, lots of information on upcoming events and activities can be found on our Cass County Extension website. Follow us on our social media channels for tips and new publications, as well as upcoming events and activities here in Cass County. You can always give us a call if you have questions about our programs or resources. That number is 712-243-1132, or stop by our office, 805 West 10th Street on the Fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.